I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I have my my sponsor, my guest for the hour, Don Wiskin, on the line. Don Wiskin's a Cartavite guy, and that's that stuff I've been taking for the last 2 months. I'm feeling really good, and I even get out and run once in a while now. Don, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but not as good as you by the sounds of it.
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about physically or mentally. I just got off a tirade about what happened to this lady coming over here to do her Christmas shopping from Iceland and getting greeted by Homeland Security and flipped into a jail cell. And actually, I'm a little bit disgruntled about this. I'm so tired of what's going on with the tyrants and the despots in this country that think they can get paid $20,000 a year and just have their way with anybody that's coming in here, you know. And yes, the reason I'm barking like I am is because I've been taking Cartavite for the last 2 months and I have a lot more energy. But other than that, I'm really upset.
Hey, you know, I don't blame you one bit. I'd be very, very upset if that happened to my wife. It's very disturbing. And actually, one time she came back from Africa, and she brought some jewelry with her that she had as a child growing up. And you wouldn't believe the stuff they put her through. I was sitting out there for about 3 hours, not knowing where she was. No one knew where she was. And the last time something like that happened here in Canada, we tasered the guy and killed him. So, you know, it's not healthy. Now, if the guy's heart had been in good shape, he might have survived, but, you know,
you know, beyond that, you know, they try to cram this stuff down the ignorant Americans' throat about their, you know, they're trying to curb Islamofascism here. And I see a picture of this girl that's about 25 years old. She's typical, you know, Nordic, blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful woman. And they treat this woman like this, okay, which shows you, Don, that they are not after Islamofascists. That's a facade. That's a joke. They are after anybody that they can humiliate, anybody that they can have their way with. And you know, I tell you, I'm embarrassed to be an American, to have my name as an American tied to some of the atrocities that these people are doing. You know, it's just, it makes me sick. It really does.
I agree 100%. It's, you know, it's the same thing here with our Cartavite. You know, we have a product that can actually detoxify and clean all of this garbage that they keep putting in our body out. But not everybody listens. They've got what we like to refer to as white coat syndrome. They believe in the doctors and that the doctors are going to save them. But in my case, the doctors saved my life with reactive medicine. But if you ask them about preventing this from happening again, they don't know where to go.
No, they're not trained to know where to go. They're instructed to treat the symptom, not the cause. And yes, you're right about these white coats. I mean, you know me well enough to know that I've been big into supplements for a long, long time. And this goes back into the 70s, where, you know, I used to be an active consumer at the vitamin store, and I was always watching for the newest thing to come out to hit the market because I was always concerned about my health, and I'd spend hundreds of dollars a month on different vitamins and minerals and so forth. And I have to, and I've said this on my show, and I know you listen once in a while, Don, but I don't, I do not promote anything on my show that I do not take or I do not believe in. And I take this product. It's an excellent product. I believe in it. I have noticed a difference. And, you know, I've been on it for about 2 months now. And it's not, folks, and I have to tell you, it's not something that you're going to take a pill and you're going to wake up in the morning and say, hey, by golly, you got three times as much energy. That is not the way it works. Okay? It's a gradual thing. I think, Don, in all honesty, I started noticing a difference probably after about 2-3 weeks. And it just gets progressively a little bit better and a little bit better. It's very slow. It's very incremental. But is that what you notice with it as well?
Yeah, actually, some people don't notice the difference until they've been on it for quite some time. I myself, for instance, I had a massive heart attack. I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I did have an angioplasty because I had a 95% blockage in one artery and over 75% in the rest.
All right, stop. We've got to take a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Don Wiskin. We'll be back, talk more about this in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Don Wiskin and Cardivite. Now, sorry about that. We got to pay the bills, though, Don. You were talking about your heart attack, so go ahead.
Yeah, when I had my heart attack at 42, had all of that problems, lost 35% of my heart, 95% blockage, over 75% the rest. I did have an angioplasty. What I noticed is as I was, you know, walking and trying to exercise, and I was heavily into diet at that time as well, that it was so gradual that I really wasn't noticing the difference. I just noticed that, you know, I went from walking one block to walking five blocks to walking 5 miles. And it just kept getting better and better as I was going along. And then one day, about 7 months into it, I noticed a little chest pain. So I called my doctor, and she ran me in for some tests. It turns out the chest pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. And this doesn't happen. They couldn't explain it at all. My general practitioner doctor was so surprised and impressed that she photocopied my medical records and gave them to me, saying no one would believe I ever had a heart attack. But
really?
I didn't notice the improvements as they were, you know, because they were so gradual. It's just like we don't notice that these things are building up in our arteries because they are so gradual.
Right. Well, now, let me ask you, did they at any point in time try to put you on Coumadin, the blood thinner?
No, I wasn't quite that far. I was on Altace, Ramipril, and I was on a beta blocker, which they really wanted to keep me on. My cardiologist didn't really want me to stop that. He had me in a study group of 1,500 people, so he was getting paid to observe how those drugs were working in my body, how I was reacting to them.
I see. Yeah, but no, I mean, at any rate, you know, and I don't know. Like I said, I've been on this for 2 months, and I've always been big into health products and so forth, but I started taking this, really didn't notice any difference at all, and I just, you know, one day I got up, and I felt like going for a walk, which I've gotten so sedentary over the last couple of years with doing what I'm doing and so forth. Never thought about it, but I mean, I actually thought about, you know, I want to go for a walk. And I went for a walk for a couple of days, and then I started, you know, walking just didn't seem good enough, and I started jogging, you know, and I thought, well, this is weird, because I never, you know, even when I was exercising on a regular basis, I would still just, you know, walk a treadmill or ride an exercise bike, but I just, you know, the breath of the fresh air and getting out there and doing that, and I do, I attribute it to the Cardivite, because I can't think of anything else that would have done it. Now, let me ask you, Don. These ingredients that are in this, are they indeed, you know, kind of doing a sweeping on the arteries and cleaning out the buildup inside of your arteries, or you know, what?
Well, I had a 95% blockage in one artery and over 75% in the rest in my heart, and they couldn't find any blockages 7 months later. But it really boils down to how this works. I mean, when you think about how the body works, for instance, all the toxins go into phase one of your liver, and they're chopped into peroxides and sent over to phase two of your liver to be chopped into water-soluble waste and disposed of with the help of a sulfur-based enzyme called glutathione. Now, glutathione, being a sulfur-based enzyme, attracts metals. So all of these toxins overwhelm the glutathione. It can't chop up those peroxides, so it has to dump the peroxides out of the liver so it doesn't destroy the organ, and they actually cause more damage in your arteries than the free radicals. Now, if the sulfur content of the garlic starts to chelate, that's remove those heavy metals away from the glutathione, then the glutathione is able to start working again. And when it can start working, then your blood starts to improve, and you're not getting the damage. And the garlic also helps to boost your natural immune system. Linus Pauling found that garlic could kill microorganisms, bacteria, and these are the things that are actually causing us to have this problem, the infections that are building up inside of the arteries, that the cholesterol is being the Band-Aid to cover this up while your body is trying to heal it, but because we're not getting the right nutrients in our diet, our body can never heal itself.
And a lot of the reason why we're not getting the right nutrients in our diet is because they're irradiating our food, for crying out loud. They're poisoning us with these pesticides. We've got chemtrails that are being sprayed all over the place. You know, I mean, literally, if we do not, I mean, if we bought into their entire theory, we'd be sitting here breathing this stuff in, going down to the grocery store, buying the meat paint this bacteria stuff on it, makes it last longer. They irradiate the meat so there's no nutrients in it to begin with. We sit here in front of a boob tube every night and watch them bombard us with commercials trying to instill diseases in our subliminal consciousness, like restless leg syndrome, telling us to call our doctor and go in there so they can load us up with more medication, with more side effects to slowly kill us. I mean, if we buy into that theory and we do not start treating our own bodies with alternative medicines such as Cardivite, you know, we're not going to live that long anyway.
No, we're not. And we're watching people die all the time. The other night I was watching television. I get a phone call. A friend of mine's mother just had a heart attack, and they were taking her to the hospital. It was 11 o'clock at night. You know, I have given him Cardivite for him and his family. They never took it. They never even looked at it. But now they're saying when she gets out of the hospital and gets home, she's getting on it straight away. No ifs, ands, or buts. But it is sad that, you know, it took that much in order for them to finally wake up and say, there's got to be something because, you know, why am I having this problem?
Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, it's the same thing. You know, if you're talking about fighting the New World Order, if you're talking about just, you know, preventive medicine for yourself, it's the same thing. Because if you do not take the steps necessary to you know, have antioxidants in your system to you know, destroy the cancer cells that go berserk in your system all the time, you're just an accident waiting to happen. And I keep barking at my listening audience all the time about the fact that, you know, that when a crisis comes up, Don, all of a sudden our listening audience triples. And, you know, things go along, and RBN brings education to people, whether it be about health or whether it be about a national ID, or pick your subject, you know, and it's the same listening audience, and it goes up and down a little bit and so forth. But never any windfall until there's a crisis. And it's just like you said, you had a heart attack. Okay, this lady had a heart attack. Well, as soon as she gets out of the hospital, that's when we're going to go on it. Why does it take that? Why do you have to wait until something tragic happens to you before you can, you know, get it inside your thick skull that you can prevent this stuff? It's very easy to do, and it's very inexpensive. I've spent less money taking some of these alternative medications that you offer on RBN's website, on my website, than I have spent in just a week's time going into the vitamin store and trying to put this stuff together one at a time. It's ridiculous not to do it.
Yeah, and when you put it together one at a time, you're still not going to get the synergy that comes from having this already put together in one product for us. And that's what we find, that, you know, we've had people tell us they've taken all these herbs, they've taken them all individually, they've got some benefit out of it, but it was short-lived. On the Cardivite, they're finding that it's not short-lived. It stays right with them, and it actually does improve. And doctors are scratching their head going, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. They're not allowed to work with you because in 1961, the drug company stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America, and in 1963, they started writing the textbooks that doctors learn by. So, you know, we've really been bombarded by these people all this time with false truth. They even started, you know, the advertising for pharmaceuticals on TV was started here in Canada, and they were running it here for about 2 years as a test market, because now they won't let the tobacco companies or the alcohol people on, you know, the ones with the real profit. So they had to go after somebody else who had real profit, and that's what they're doing now. Now people are self-diagnosing themselves and running to their doctor and saying, oh, there's a new pill out, doctor. I think I need that, only to find out that, you know, it's not good for them. They had my mother on Paxil. She quit it a week before, well, actually, she quit it 4 days, and on the fourth day, she had a stroke and died. She was being treated for anxiety, and anxiety is part of having heart problems. Mm-hmm. But they didn't address it that way. They looked at it like, maybe there's something wrong with her mind, and she needs to be on antidepressants.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I do everything I can do to stay away from the doctor. The last time I went to a doctor was, I think, about 5 years ago. I lost hearing in one ear. I still haven't got it back. But, they loaded me up with steroids. They wanted to run every test on me known to man. And $2,500 later, you know, they had me on, I can't remember the name of the steroid, but it was the same steroid that they had Jerry Lewis on, where he ballooned up and he looks like he looks like Humpty Dumpty. At least he did a couple of years ago. And I took that stuff for a week. Now, you're supposed to wean your way on it and then wean your way off of it. But I was on that stuff. I can't remember the name of it. I was on it for about 3 or 4 days. And I went to a movie. And I found myself, and it was a movie. It wasn't a sad movie. It was a movie with Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was a movie about an alien. And I found myself breaking down and crying about 30 minutes into the movie over nothing. And I had to leave the movie because of the side effects that this drug was giving me, not to mention the bloat that it was giving me. So I do everything I can do to stay away from a doctor, because when I go in there, anytime I would go into a doctor, Don, I would say, well, you know, because I was always on some kind of supplement or other. You know, he says, well, do you take any medication? No, but I do take, you know, X, Y, or Z. And they'd laugh. And I've done this with 3 or 4 doctors over my lifetime. They'll laugh at, well, that doesn't do any good. You might as well just pee it down the toilet. You know, that's the standard one-liner that they give you. Yet they want to prescribe you with Paxil or you know, whatever it is, and then they bombard us with this stuff on the television commercials, where if you listen to what they said, I mean, they're literally trying to subliminally implant the possibility that you have some kind of disease in your mind, so you'll run off to the doctor, spend the money, and he could prescribe you something to give you side effects for more diseases. And it's abominable. I mean, what they're doing, the pharmaceutical industry that is pushing this, they should be hung, for crying out loud.
They should, but, you know, they are the most profitable business out there. I mean, you know, everybody says, oh, Canada is so great. You have, you know, you have health care up there. Well, maybe we have health care, but we're still broke. Our hospitals are always crying for money. We have hospital bed shortages. We have doctor shortages. We have nurses shortages. There's no money for them, but the drug company made $22 billion last year. Do you see them donating any of that money towards hospitals? No, it's all
going towards hospitals. Of course not. Okay, let me stop you. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Don Wiskin. Be back, talk more about this in 3 minutes, folks. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Don Wiskin with Cartivite. And folks, before I get back to my guest, I want to mention to you his website is www.heartdrop.com, and his number in Canada, you can call him at 613-376-6229, or in the United States, it's toll-free at 877-928-8822. You can also get you can look him up through my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. I would strongly urge you to give this guy a call, folks, because I'm telling you, the product does work. I am very impressed with it. I've been on it for about 2 months now, and it just keeps getting a little bit better. And I'll tell you, Don, you know what I think I might do? Once I get to the point where I feel like there's nothing left, there's no poisons or anything left in my systems, you know what I'm going to do?
No.
I think I'm going to walk up to South Dakota, and I'll tell you why. Are you aware that the Lakota Indians have announced secession from the United States?
No.
Oh yeah, the same Indians that, you know, we're talking. You've heard of Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, right?
Yes. Yep.
Well, they have just declared their independence from the United States and all of the treaties that they signed, the 33 treaties they signed with the United States. They have sent notice that they have all been violated. And they're also saying that their new country, which encompasses five different states, they plan to issue their own passports and driver's licenses, and any residents would live there tax-free, provided that they renounce their United States citizenship. So all of us, if we get really, really sick to the point where we just can't take it anymore, we can renounce our citizenship and go live with the Lakota Indians, and that is in parts of Nebraska, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. How about that?
Well, you might be a lot healthier living with the Indians because they've been using natural medicines for years.
Well, you know, I think I may have mentioned to you before, I had occasion about a month ago to take a trip down to Mexico. And I was privileged enough, the gentleman, the tour guide, the fellow that was showing me around down there, his wife comes from a little village way up in the mountains. I mean, just off the beaten path. It's literally in the jungle, but it's in the mountain. I mean, they grow coffee up there and, you know, some other things. But, I mean, it is so far off the beaten path, you literally have to drive for a couple of hours just to get to where you're going because the roads are so bad. It's almost like gravel. But as we were going up those mountains, I was noticing in some of these little villages that there would be a woman 90 years old that would have a whole load of wood on her back walking up the mountain. Okay. And I was thinking to myself at the time, I thought, you know, this lady must be doing something right. How many women can you imagine that are in their 70s or 80s in this nation that could walk up a hill carrying a load of wood on their back?
Not a lot, unless they've been on Cartavite for a while.
I knew you were going to get that in there, but that was my next point, is that if indeed, and then, you know, I was looking at some of the ingredients on this, and I remember, you know, valerian root. Now, valerian root, that's kind of a calmative, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a calming agent. It's actually put in there to help calm you while the other herbs go to work, and people with regular heartbeats, that's one of the first things that seems to subside because of the calming effect of the valerian.
Well, you can tell it works on me because I'm just as calm as I can be. Ha, ha, ha. No, at any rate. I'm looking at these, and I know that I have gone into, these health food stores before, and I have bought some of these ingredients separately over time. And it would be easy to go in there and spend, $150 or whatever on some of this stuff and not get the same effect that you would get by taking these capsules. Now, I did want to ask you, there is a little bottle that has the liquid in it, right?
Yes.
You put it under your tongue, all
That's
right?
Correct.
Now, what specifically does that do?
Well, right away, it's absorbed into the salivary glands and right into your bloodstream. So there's no food or anything required, whereas with our capsules, we request you take it with food because once the capsule dissolves, you may notice a repeat of the garlic or a slight flushing from the cayenne, even though they're only one-seventh of the herbs in there. The herbs are at such a high frequency that they're assimilated into the body rather quickly. So underneath the tongue and into the bloodstream, that's less than a couple of minutes. Once you take the capsule, in about 30 minutes, that's well into your bloodstream.
Okay, so 30 minutes with a capsule that's in your bloodstream, a couple of minutes with the liquid that's in your bloodstream.
That's correct.
All right. All right, tell you what, we got a call here. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Matter of fact, I was listening on the internet, and of course, there's a delay. So you were actually answering my question when you tuned me in on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the capsules versus the drops. My other question is: a person who has hepatitis C, what is the consequences of these types of supplements?
I don't think that there would be any interactions. We've had no interactions. We've had quite a few people out with hepatitis C or hepatitis B taking our product with no reactions at all. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to kill off fungus and virus inside of your body and boost your natural immune system so that, you know, it could help you in the future with, you know, being healthier for a longer period of time.
Okay.
All right. You got anything else, John?
No, that's it. Thanks, Michael.
All right, well, appreciate the call. All right, we've got to take a break. That was a short segment. We'll be back in 3 minutes with my guest, Don Wiskin, talk a little bit more about Cartwright, and maybe we can all take a walk up there to South Dakota and reacquaint ourselves with the Indians of which we took their land to begin with. Be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Don Wiskin from Cartwright. And, folks, I want to give out his website again. It's www.heartdrop.com. Go in there, look around, and give him a call. I'm telling you right now, I have taken few products that I believe work as well as this one does, and as much money as I've spent on supplements during my lifetime, I wish I had it all back and I could have a lifetime supply of this stuff, Don. Over the last 30 years, just in experimenting with different supplements and trying to, you know, every time there would be a commercial or anything I would read, in magazines or whatever, I'd run right out and buy it. And I did. I found myself sometimes spending upwards of $500-$700 a month on supplements. And this is back in the 70s and 80s, you know, so I can imagine what it would cost now. But something that is as inexpensive as Cartwright, that lasts as long as Cartwright does. I mean, you can get I can't even remember off the top of my head. What is it, the 3 month supply for 70 bucks or so?
Well, actually, it's a 2 month supply for $69.95. But on the heartdrop.com website, we do offer a four-month supply to get you started for $137, including shipping and handling. So when you look at that, I mean, that's $12 for shipping and handling. That's $31 a month. That's about a dollar a day to take this product. Now, you look at the other products that are advertised against me, like Heart and Body. Sharon Harris, for instance, I've known her for years. She's followed me around wherever I go, wherever I advertise. She advertises well. She runs an MLM for her product. But just the fact that she's out there and doing it and that I'm not alone should just say something to the, you know, to the public. This is a good product. It's such a good product. It's been duplicated by many others. And they charge a lot more. They're $99 for 2 months, whereas, you know, $62.50 for 2 months on my special. You can't beat that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, it's not that, you know, I'm not saying that by virtue of the fact that I've been on Cardivite for 2 months that I look so much better. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that by taking Cardivite, I have noticed that I have more energy to get out and to take walks now and to run and so forth. But I mean, I literally, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago, I actually posted a picture of myself that the listening audience can compare with the old picture that I've got up of myself on my website. And you can definitely see a difference in my complexion based upon the fact that I'm getting out and I'm exercising more and I'm running now and so forth. My focus is better. My mental clarity is better. My overall appearance is better. Not necessarily because I'm dropping a Cardivite pill and saying, you know, presto change or everything's different. No, it's because it has allowed me to have the energy and the initiative to get up and to get out and exercise like I have lacked in doing so long, you know?
Well, that's what I tell people, too. I mean, diet and exercise and Cardivite, and that's the way it is. But some people can't exercise because they've been sedentary for so long that, you know, they run out of breath. They can't even walk halfway down the block. But once you've been on Cardivite for a while, you want to get up and walk. Your legs feel like they want to get out and move, and that's where it all begins. I mean, your health is really all about being able to get out there and exercise and get some in. I mean, walking is 80% of running, so you don't need to jog because jogging is very hard on your body. But if you go out for a half an hour, three times a week even, your health is going to be so much better, and everybody knows that. I mean, they all know, well, I should get out and go for a walk. That would make me feel better. Well, if you take Cardivite, you will go out for a walk. It will make you want to get off your keister and go out and do something positive.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, and I'm the first to admit that I get into these, oh, I don't know, these syndromes, I guess, where I become sedentary. And, you know, there's no motivation for me to do it. And for some reason, I just don't feel like doing it. But it seems that the Cardivite has pushed me over the edge, and it has caused me to do this. And I used to be a guy that would work out, you know, four or five times a week. And I did that for years. And I still, to this day, even though I haven't, you know, I used to lift weights, Don, and I would spend, oh, you know, 2 hours three or four times a week in the gym. And, you know, there was a time where before I knew who Arnold Schwarzenegger really was behind the scenes, I used to wanted to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger back when I used to, you know, idolize him for his acting ability, which wasn't great. But, you know, I was trying to sculpt my body like him or like Sylvester Stallone or those guys. And what I have noticed is that, you know, if you become sedentary, you slowly fall apart. And I haven't, not to the tune that Arnold Schwarzenegger has, but it doesn't take me much, for whatever the reason, to get back in shape. And the Cardivite has helped me immensely in doing that. And I take my hat off to you for that. I really, you know, it has been the catalyst that has pushed me over the edge and allowed me to do that. And I don't know if you've got, you know, other customer of yours that you know, will report or claim that, but that's the way it's worked for me.
Well, that's about what we expect from most people out there. But then when you mention all of these other people, they took, they took enhancing drugs to improve their bodies, and that's why now they're having heart problems, because they've never detoxified. They've never taken Cardivite and cleaned that out, so you know, their life expectancy has dramatically dropped from all of the steroid abuse that they've been on.
Man, and I do think Arnold Schwarzenegger was guilty of that, and so was Stallone. And I'm not guilty of that, okay? But as a matter of fact, what I might do as I progress through with this Cardivite, you know, I've still got probably 15 extra pounds of fat on me, but once I do that, I may just take a shirt-off picture and put it up on the Internet and show people what you can do with Cardivite. Tell you what, we got a call. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on with Don and Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I've been looking at your product for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
46-year-old male truck driver.
Okay.
I have been active, but when I'm working, I'm not active. And I think I'm kind of getting in a rut, and I'm getting more into an active lifestyle. I'm changing occupations. What do you recommend? Do you recommend the capsules, the tincture, or any other diet changes that would make the product work better?
Well, I would like to, you know, say that it is a personal preference, whether it's the capsules or the tincture. It's entirely up to you. Some people don't like the taste of the liquid.
I understand.
But being a truck driver, I mean, you have there's a lot of problems that can arise. First of all, you stop at all of the wrong places to eat.
Tell me about it.
You're also sitting behind the wheel a lot, so you don't get out to go to the bathroom as regularly as you could. So you're holding a lot of those toxins back in. You know,
going on 15 years, it's starting to add up. I'm starting to get scared.
Yes, I drove truck for a while myself, but when I had my heart attack, I was in the Healthy Heart Program. There was a truck driver in there. He owned his own truck. He had had a heart attack. They took his license from him, and he didn't know what to do. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, after I had my rewarding experience with Cardivite, I went and looked him up and shared it with him. He got his license back after just about 7 months himself on the product. We've had pilots who couldn't pass the test anymore because of the cholesterol buildup. They got their pilot's license back.
What was your regime of taking the product, and did you as far as exercise, diet, and the dosage? What was your regime plan that brought those kind of great results that you?
I didn't really have a plan. My wife had a plan. We joined the Healthy Heart. Well, I joined the Healthy Heart Program at the hospital because I didn't know what to do. I mean,
my dad had a heart attack, and he went through that.
Yeah. Well, it was a good thing in some ways, but you can't really exercise all of the plaque out of your arteries, which is
you know
what they're trying to do.
That's a good point.
It is a good point. I know. I certainly tried it myself, and it doesn't really work. So what I did was I basically cut out a lot of the red meat that I was eating. I stopped going to the Golden Arches and all those other things that. I was a roofing contractor, so, you know, my morning would start off with a trip through the Golden Arches for something. Lunchtime, I might pick up some chicken or something for the guys and eat it with them, or a pizza.
For a person that's 47, not overweight or pretty good shape, that does have a healthy diet, that is not active or doesn't exercise, so you recommend the product once a day and begin exercising? Would that be your...
No, the product needs to be taken 3 times a day because in the beginning your body is starving for these nutrients, and so it uses them up very quickly. So you have to take it 3 times a day. It's very, very important. And what I would, just like with
take them on an empty stomach or take them with a meal?
Well, if you're taking the capsules, you take it with a meal so you don't get the repeat of the garlic or a mild cayenne flush if you had nothing in your stomach. The liquid is 15 drops 3 times a day underneath your tongue. No food required. It's great for when you're on the road like that. You got a little bottle. You know, it's just under 4 ounces, about 3.75 ounces. It's 100 milliliter. You shake it up. You put about the height of the tip of your thumb in the bottom of the eyedropper. You squeeze that underneath your tongue. You hold it there for about a minute. Yeah. And you do that all while you're still driving down the road.
Right.
So it's convenient, but at the same time, you're going to get the benefits that go with that convenience.
I think I'll try it.
Mike, were you talking about, are you looking at changing careers, Mike? Is that what's
going on? Yeah, I left the industry this year. And
Is that like to retire, or you decided
no,
you just
no, I'm only 46. No, I'm going into another occupation, something that's not involved with truck driving. It's going to be in construction, but I'm going to get off the road. I just can't take these highways anymore.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I drove a truck when I was younger, and I was very glad to get out from behind the wheel.
And you know, yeah. So,
I did it for 2 months. I did it for 2 months and got fired. But then that's a whole other story. I didn't
typical.
Drive. I just rode with a North American driver, and he fired me. But that was my limited extent of being a truck driver. But listen, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
But I tell you what, Mike, I really do. I do really recommend the product, okay, because it will do wonders for you.
How long do you take it? For a year, 6 months? What?
A couple of years, and
to do the entire
cleanse. But some people never quit. Like, for instance, here we are in cold season, and I'm not going to catch any colds this year. And if I do get something, it will only last a day, and I won't be sick like the other people.
So you're talking $70 a month for the rest of my life.
No.
After a couple of years, and it's $70 for 2 months, by the way, but after a couple of years, you can go on a maintenance program, or you can actually walk away until you start feeling sluggish again, and then start taking the product again.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're exposed to all these toxins all the time.
Yeah, I see that. 2 months supply for $69.
That's right.
All right, so it's $35 a month, which, like I say, Mike, that's very inexpensive.
Yeah, we spend that on coffee, you know.
Well, there's a special on there where you can get a four-month supply
for
$137, including shipping.
So you only sell one product, don't you?
There's nothing
25
else.
25 varieties, and everyone's confused.
There's nothing else.
I like that. Okay, maybe I'll have a testimonial for you.
I know you
all
will.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Here's a truck driver, and I know, you drove truck at some point in your life, and I didn't drive. I think I drove for about 50 miles once, but just being on the road and leading that lifestyle, you're sitting all the time, and when you do pull over, you know, you're in a truck stop, or you pull into a McDonald's or whatever you do. And it's an unhealthy lifestyle, and it's very difficult to get away from, because the way that this corporatocracy is set up, that's all you've got out there literally is fast food, because they've got you on this treadmill to make ends meet to pay your taxes and so forth. So all you have time to do, Don, is drive up to a fast food place, and you're back on the road.
Well, you're pulling into a truck stop, which is what we call the greasy spoon. So, you know, you're exposed to that. I mean, back in the old days, they used to use palm oil to cook their food with, but they don't use palm oil anymore. Palm oil at least wasn't as bad as what we're using today. But, you know, times have really changed, and I kind of feel sorry for those truckers out on the road having to put up with the lack of good nutrition. We all think we're doing fine because there's meat, potatoes, and vegetables and gravy there, but it's not good for you.
And you could tell that in just the physique of a lot of truckers. I'll tell you what, let's take another call. Let's go to Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. By the way, palm oil is good for you.
Yes.
But that's not why I called. I got to talk to Don Wiskin the other day, and he mentioned something about cabbage, being eaten without vinegar or something, and I couldn't remember exactly what he said, and I thought it would be helpful to everybody.
Yes, it would. And here's a freebie for the world. Sauerkraut, cabbage, salt, spices. No wine, no vinegar, just cabbage, salt, and spices in either a bag or a jar. You can get a lot of good German and Polish sauerkraut out there without the wine or vinegar. A fork full a couple of times a day for about 10 days, and you'll never take another Tums. And you just eat it occasionally as you need it.
Okay.
You're looking at about $2 at the local store to buy a bag of sauerkraut. But remember, don't buy it with the wine or vinegar, because that destroys the fermentation and it will not overcome your problems.
All right, now wait a minute here. Sauerkraut, is that, you said something about cabbage, salt, and what?
Well, cabbage, salt, and spices is normally what they put on the label. When we make ours, we only make it with cabbage and sea salt.
Okay.
Yeah, and
cabbage.
Then it's raw, really. It's not ever cooked. Like canned sauerkraut, I try to stay away from.
Yeah, can is dead. Anything pasteurized or put in a can has no real value.
Right.
But,
so this is something that you just put in a clean jar with salt and you let it naturally ferment, right?
Well, if you go on the internet and you find yourself a recipe for sauerkraut, you'll find what we did was we took two cabbages, about 5 pounds, chopped it all up, put it into a big bowl, 10 tablespoons of sea salt over top of it, and then when it starts to sweat, I take it out of there and I press it into the crock, and then we cover it up with a plate and a stone, which is warmed, and you cover that up and you
so
put it in a dark place.
So it gets covered in that juice?
I'm sorry?
So it gets covered in the juice it made from the salt?
Its own brine, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is lovely. I mean, I just...
Oh, man, you guys are making me hungry. I love sauerkraut.
But I'll tell you what, if you have acid reflux or any stomach ailments, you'll never take another Tums or Maalox. $2 buys you a bag of sauerkraut that'll last you a few months.
Yeah, if you can find some raw sauerkraut. We live out to Heckengon, and I never buy their canned sauerkraut, but I have tried to make it, but I wasn't quite sure how to do that again.
Well, it's on the internet, and you can find it, and it is just such a simple way. I mean, I always thought I had throat cancer, and the first time I took a bite of the sauerkraut, I had had that lump in my throat, and I took a bite of the sauerkraut, and it went away. The same day that I did that, my wife and I had been at a restaurant, and she had had fish and chips, and that oil was sticking in her throat, and it was gone, just like that.
Right.
All right. Well, now I got to run to the store as soon as the show's over. Anything else, Charlene? Got to go to a break. I'll hold you over.
And other things, too. Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Thank you for the call, Charlene. All right, we'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Don Wiskin, for Cartabyte. Be right back. Final segment coming up.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Don Wiskin of Cardivite. And I'll tell you what, his website is www.heartdrop.com, or you can go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and click on his banner. Folks, again, I strongly recommend it. As a matter of fact, as soon as this show is over, I'm not kidding you, I'm running down to the store and I'm buying some sauerkraut because him and Charlene made me hungry. Go ahead.
You know, you have a very educated listenership out there. I'll tell you what, your listeners have been calling and asking really good questions, you know, when they phone and order the product from us, or they go to the internet and just get it and don't ask anything. But it's amazing how educated people are getting in the ways of the future and what we're, you know, what we're going to have to be doing to survive.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the benefit of my listening audience, and they know this, I am absolutely amazed. I came from a mainstream radio station, and, you know, I find it fascinating if I get stuck on something, or if I say something and it isn't right on the money, I'll guarantee you I'm going to get a call from one of my listeners that's going to correct me. And I have had this experience of being on alternative media has been probably the best educational experience I've ever had in my life, Don, and it's because of my listening audience that is, I mean, I've gained so much knowledge in the last, 9 months I think I've been on RBN. It's amazing. These guys, and they won't let you off the hook, buddy, all right?
No. They're really awake out there.
Oh, I'm telling you. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. I'll tell you what, from the mainstream network, I could get on, I could get on and read a couple of news articles, whatever, and I would have people calling me and going, oh, I can't believe that. Oh, my God. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But if I do that on this network and I say anything that isn't right, you know, totally correct, I'll guarantee I'm going to get lambasted for it. So it's a totally different world out there, but I enjoy it immensely.
People have learned that they have to pay attention.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's like, and I've said this so many times on the air before, it's like owning a Cadillac or Mercedes-Benz. If you just leave it set in the garage and you don't drive it, you don't put the key in it, it's not going to accomplish anything. This knowledge, this beacon of light that these people have, whether it be on Cardivite or any one of a myriad of different other subjects, they need to take it out into the world and be that beacon of light to educate other people. Because let's face it, before all of us got into this arena of being awakened, we were just another dumbed down American.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not going to win this country back unless we wake these people up. You can't sit on your couch and expect it's going to happen overnight.
Well, I always believed the government was looking after me and that, you know, the Golden Arches. I mean, I remember in my hometown of Kingston, Ontario, when they first opened the first McDonald's here, I was just a kid. I was in the backseat of my dad's car and we were going there. And it was, you know, it was really hot. It was great. But I figured because they were allowed to be there that the government sanctioned them and that their food was quality. I had no idea what was going to happen to me from eating their food on a regular basis. I mean, supersize me is me. I mean,
Don, didn't we all feel that way? I mean, from a normal human, you know, frame of consciousness, you would like to think that your government is a benevolent government. That's what we're taught to think, and that would be the reasonable, logical conclusion that one would draw. And so it's such a nightmare to wake up and find out that these people have no more concern for us as human beings than other than to call us a consumer, or to call us a taxpayer, or to call us a resource, a human resource, because all they're concerned about is the money. They could care not about our health.
Yeah. Well, there's more money in us being sick than there is us being healthy.
Very true. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, my friend. Okay.
Well, I really appreciate your having me.
All right, Don. I'll tell you what, I'll have you up again. And again, folks, it's www.heartdrop.com or go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. Give Don Wiskin a call. Great product, great price, and it'll make you feel a lot better. End of another day. Stay tuned for John Stadtmuller's National Intel Report. Not sure if he'll have it up to date. Doesn't make any difference who it is. Even if he doesn't have a guest, he's always got a good show, and I'll be listening as well. I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, and bye.